We're back at it for a Monday, and our part of the world is vibrating after a huge win for the Winnipeg Jets in the NHL last night. They advanced to the second round of the NHL playoffs to take on the Dallas Stars Wednesday. Not only was it an overtime winner, the overtime almost didn't happen. It just, the games don't get much more exciting than what we witnessed last night. Of course, it's a lot of water cooler talk this morning, along with the weather. Man, it was a nice hot weekend, but that is not good news for fires. She's dry at the beach bunker. She is dry. She's dry everywhere. And of course, today is Cinco de Mayo. Happy Cinco de Mayo Day to you. Time to celebrate everything Mexican, although it is not Mexican Independence Day, although it's often confused for that. We'll explain the difference coming up and why it kind of upsets some people that Cinco de Mayo is being celebrated. Don't want to upset anybody. Just pass the tequila. Tequila, tacos, also one of my favorite things to make, pico de gallo. If you follow me on my social media channels, you'll see that I will often make pico, post pictures of it. I'm so proud of it. It's so colorful. And it's one of the few things I can actually make from memory without any recipe. And people eat it. It's good. You know, normally you make something out of memory, you forget the sugar, or you forget the salt, or something forgotten. Or something added too much. And then you'll wreck it. Not pico. It's an easy one to make. You'll impress your friends. It's delicious. It's one of my favorite things that are Mexican today. And we'll take a look at that. Also, Thunderbolts. Hooray. More superhero, super movies that are taking over the box office. But some bad news for the movie industry this morning. Courtesy of our orange friend south of the border. We'll explain coming up in just a second. We'll get to the Jets, we'll get to the movies, we'll get to all that stuff. First, we're taking a look outside and seeing that we have got hot, dry conditions that are not good for forest fires. Not good at all. And I want to say a special good morning to our friends in the Belcourt-Dunseith region, Rolla region. They experienced some serious fires. In fact, they're still fighting. State of emergency in the Turtle Mountains. This is on the Canada-U.S. border between North Dakota and Manitoba. Very serious fires. It's windy. That's the thing, is that it's hot, it's dry, and man, those winds yesterday, it was hard to sit outside. Very, very windy. And boy, something gets going, and it doesn't take long before it spreads. So, again, please, if you are having a fire anywhere, you got to be really, really careful till we get some rain. And in fact, our forecast, normally we would be super excited by this weather forecast, but I have to tell you, I'm a little concerned. I love the heat, I love the sunshine, but we need even one day of overnight rain just to kind of dampen things down a little bit here. This is not good. Again, it feels weird to say that looking at a forecast, it's sunny and temperatures in the upper 20s, but it is so damn dry. Any kind of fire, please. There are some restrictions in place in Manitoba. Please make yourself familiar with those before you plan on starting any kind of fire, because with these winds, it could spread very, very rapidly. Second overtime, the Jets did it!
Again, Fleury! Looking for the tip, it's a pass. Kyle Connor, Pionk wants it. He gets it. Pionk shoots. Tip. They score! Game over! Series over!
Series over! Series over! Oh my God, they did it! Oh my God! I can't believe it! Oh, jubilation, celebration. It is an incredible time to be in Manitoba. Yes, I got my Jets jersey on. The Jets won. It has been a long time since the Winnipeg Jets have been in round two of the playoffs. They will play Dallas on Wednesday. And we'll talk more on this a little later on in the show, because there's so much drama. There was a lot of people, including myself, that were ready to go to bed. As the third period began, it's over, it's done, get the golf clubs all polished up and ready to go. But oh no, there was a comeback. I call it the Manitoba Miracle. Remember the Minneapolis Miracle with the Vikings? For those who follow football, very, very similar. In fact, I think the Jets may have outdone the Minneapolis Miracle, because there's 1 second left. 1 second, guy takes a shot, in it goes, ties the game, they go to overtime. It's incredible. It's another example of don't give up. Even when there's 1 second left on the clock and you take that last shot, It's not over till the fat live streamer sings, and I do la 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 la. I didn't get a chance to sing, so it still goes. And they will play Dallas. They will play Dallas on Wednesday. It is going to be awesome at home. They still have home field advantage. Well, I guess it's home ice advantage. 4-3 in overtime, the final score. They'll play Wednesday and again on Friday. I like that one. I can stay up later. The Wednesday game, that's harder to do. Although, I was wondering, how long is this overtime game going to go? Seriously, it just kept going and going and going, and no one was getting penalties, and there was few scoring chances, and I'm like, this game, you hear about those ones that go like till 1 o'clock in the morning, 2 o'clock in the morning. You're like, oh my God, am I going to be up all night watching hockey? How could I go to bed? And then I tried to joke on Facebook that, okay, guys, I'm going to bed. I was waiting for people to jump on me and scream at me and say, what? Are you nuts? It's game 7 overtime, you loser. No one did. Everyone was polite. I think everyone was just so glued to the TV. A reminder that Jacuzzi Hot Tubs of Manitoba continues their sale over to the Canadians parking lot. That's over at the Keystone Center. It'll continue until Sunday. $8,000 in savings on your Jacuzzi Hot Tub. They've got extra special savings and better than bank financing. Your hockey update brought to you by Jacuzzi Hot Tubs of Manitoba. Again, celebrating their spring sale 2025, but it all ends on Sunday, so swing by the Canadians parking lot. You'll see them all set up there on 18th Street, and the dream stays alive for those who made that purchase in April, because if they go all the way as part of their promo that they had running in April, if they go all the way, win the cup, those people in April that bought their products would win it. That is cool. I hope that happens. A double win, a cup for the Jets, and free stuff for you. As of late Friday, was the top of the leaderboard for Smile cookies sold in all of Canada. So as if the good news about the Jets was not enough, we are waiting confirmation on this. It was getting very competitive there down the home stretch. I didn't realize that these stores, Dauphin was really, they were bragging a lot, but that they deserved it. Dauphin held the top spot for Smile Cookies. And, of course, it's all about fundraising. And the winners are the nonprofit groups that receive the proceeds, because 100% of the proceeds from Tim Hortons Smile Cookie Day go to things like the Brandon Community Foundation and, of course, the Smile Zone that's going to be set up in the Brandon Clinic. That construction will happen in June. Looking forward to that. In Dauphin, it was the Dauphin Watson Arts Center and Neepawa Beautiful Plains Community Foundation. In Verdun, the VCI Basketball Nets and Sports Equipment. And in Mooseman, McLeod Elementary School. So I'm sure there's some final tabulations that are going on there. And as soon as we get those results, we'll be sure to pass them along. And to everybody who bought Smile Cookies last week, thank you so much for supporting the cause. I can't wait to hopefully have some good news for you, and maybe we can snag Rhonda and get her to unveil it if it is successful. And even if it's not, it's going to be a top five finish, which is so awesome. Our little area. Well, that's a lot of cookies for us to eat. Oh, it's so beautiful up there. Oh, I hope we get up there again for May Long up at the Elkhorn. We got to check into that. Hey, speaking of the Elkhorn, that's at Riding Mountain National Park, sponsors of the Tyler Glenn Show, and the Elkhorn Resort Clarso Nordic Spa is waiting for you and your family. If you're going to be like Tosh and head up to Riding Mountain National Park with the kids, you may want to make Elkhorn Resort your headquarters, your home base, as it were, so that when you're up at Clear Lake, you've got a beautiful 5-star accommodations with the beautiful Clarso Nordic Spa, and of course, they've got a water slide, they've got hot tubs, they've got just some amazing activities. The events calendar is Elkhorn at elkhornresort.mb.ca. They can't wait to see you. And of course, it's a 12-month, 365 playground. It's open all year round, but she's going to start getting busier, as the park does at this time of year. Beautiful Elkhorn Resort at Clear Lake. At Leon's Furniture Superstore, 3635 Victoria Avenue, the Spring Into Comfort Sale continues. A chance for you to save on sofas, mattresses, appliances, and of course, outdoor patio furniture that doesn't blow away. It comes extra heavy. Yeah, those winds were whipping. I think I got some free patio furniture from the neighbor over the weekend. But you can get the legal kind at Leon's, 3635 Victoria Avenue. Save up to $1,000 on select outdoor patio furniture. And, of course, they're proudly Canadian since 1909. And do not pay till 2027 with 0% interest and no monthly payments with our friends at Leon's. And I can tell you firsthand, at Co-ops of Westman, I was enjoying those beautiful co-op burgers on the weekend. Oh, oh. And it sounds like we're going to have something to barbecue again tomorrow. For Taste It Tuesday, boy, if you need meats and treats, see my friends at Co-ops of Westman. From things like Smokies to Farmer Sausage to seafood and, of course, steaks, pork chops, chicken, and all the rest. They've got it all for you, whether you want fresh meats or you want some stuff like frozen boxes of burgers. They're perfect for the campsite or the backyard. Co-ops of Westman, supporting locals, supporting Manitoba, and, of course, proudly Canadian Heritage Pembina, Twin Valley, Valley View, Boundary, and Hamiota Co-op. It was done. This game was pretty much over. And they pulled their goalie, with about 4 minutes left, and they were able to get close at least, because it was 3-1. Everybody was going to bed. It was like, that's it. Good run, Jets. Everybody was getting their congratulations posts ready to go. Thank you, Winnipeg, for a wonderful season. It was great. Thanks for winning the President's Trophy, which is the best in the league. But then the Jets scored to make it 3-2. And we're like, okay, this is pretty good. So the goalie, Hellebuck, goes back in until the final minute. Then they pull him again and have the extra attacker out on the ice. Is where this starts. 8.7 seconds, and at the 1 second mark, 1.6 second mark, they tie the game.
Under 10 seconds to go, the Jets with an opportunity. Ehlers misfires, passes across the shot. They score! Can you believe it?
That was almost as big as the overtime goal. I would say it was probably bigger.
The Jets with an opportunity.
Because that was it. It's over. 3, 2, 1. And it's like, oh my God, they got it. They did it. They tied it up. We're going to overtime. I thought, oh my God, if they lose in overtime after working so hard with 1.6 seconds left on the clock, people are going to lose their minds. Absolutely crazy. Cindy says, total mayhem. I went outside in the third period. I came in and Hobby says, you're going to want to see this. It's overtime. I'm like, yeah, right. Way to go, Jets, but still a Leafs fan. Oh, see, Cindy, we'll make some room for you. We'll make some room on the bandwagon. Then in overtime, this is the reaction from outside. Everybody's just standing there, behaving themselves. This entire series, not one police incident. Everybody's so well behaved. They're just standing there watching the overtime game, hoping for an overtime win. All these fans just happy for the fact that they could get into overtime. And then Adam Lowry performs magic.
Shoots.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God. Now it was at this point I thought, I'm glad I didn't go to the bathroom midway through the second overtime because people are going a little crazy. It's also a good time to borrow money from people. Hey, can I borrow $5 if they could actually hear you? Absolute pandemonium mayhem. Absolute. It is the greatest thing to ever happen in the province of Manitoba. Holy man. Absolute mayhem. People will be calling in sick to work today. Woo! Love you, brother. Love you, brother. It's when guys, they all love each other, and it's okay to hug each other. It's okay to hug each other crying. Oh, we waited this. And this is just round one. Oh, my God. What's going to happen if they keep going? I said if, because they don't want to jinx it. Total mayhem. And to pull off that win without a couple of their key players. Good point, Blessed Mama. What is it? Is it Mark Scheifele that wasn't there? I'm a bandwagon jumper. I'm unapologetically on the bandwagon late to the game. I have watched only 7 Winnipeg Jets games all season. The last 7. Actually, eight. I've watched eight games. I watched the Dallas-Colorado game. I wanted to see, in case the Jets win, who they were going to play. And look at it. I feel like I'm up on things now. Absolute pandemonium. Adam Lowry scored the winning goal last night, and here he is on a U.S. broadcast talking about what this means to win this game here in Manitoba, because obviously this is our major league team and people are super excited about the win. Here he is on NHL on TNT last night.
Oh, he's been living and dying. Yeah. I do want to ask you, though, we know how much it means to you. We can just tell by talking to you right here. How much did tonight's win mean to the city of Winnipeg?
It's incredible. Winnipeg gets a lot of flack, but, you know, it's a great community. We have tremendous support, and it's a great organization. You know, I've been fortunate to play my whole career here. We have an owner that cares deeply about us. We got a real tight group of guys, and, you know, unfortunately, the last couple of years, we just haven't performed in the playoffs, and, you know, you get a bad rap, you know, people don't want to come to Winnipeg or whatnot. But, you know, we have a group of guys that love coming to the rink every day, love trying to get better. And, you know, the city supports us. Everywhere you go, you see someone wearing a Winnipeg Jets outfit. You know, you're at the grocery store, people are congratulating you, wishing you best of luck. And just seeing the outfits, I think the atmosphere speaks for itself. You know, they're behind this team 100%, and you know, we're real lucky to get to play here.
If you got the outfit, now's the time to get it off. Now's the time to get it out and dust it off, so that you are ready to jump on the bandwagon like Bobby. That's crazy. I was working, and my manager kept going in and out of the bar to check the score. Nothing's getting done. If you were at work and you had a TV monitor, nothing's getting done. Bobby says, we were getting disappointed. Found out when we got home that they won. I was absolutely shocked. Cindy says, my mom probably was screaming too. She's a huge Jets fan. She knows more players' names than my husband does. Can you imagine the energy in that place last night? I'm sure that there are some people that won't go to work this morning. We're all feeling good about Manitoba. We're all feeling good about Winnipeg. And the bottom line is it brings in literally millions and millions of dollars. People come in from out of province, from the U.S., from Saskatchewan, from Ontario to watch the games. It's going to be a nice big influx of dollars and excitement for Manitoba.
The Premier of Manitoba, what, how are you feeling?
Amazing. That was the best game ever, the best win, gutsiest win.
Oh, I think the Premier's right. That was unbelievable. That was the gutsiest win I've ever seen the Winnipeg Jets win a game. Unbelievable.
But it was not the Mayor or the Premier. How are you doing tonight?
I am amazing. That was a big win. The street went freaking electric.
Head over until the fat lady sings, baby.
Overtime one goes by. Jets
just a little overmodulation.
We got it done. Double OT. Jets in seven.
We weren't stressed, boys. Let's go.
Let's show Dallas why we won that President's Trophy. This was at both times the worst birthday and then by far the best birthday ever. I was going to change it to May 5th.
This guy's taking over my job. Thank you so much, sir.
You got to keep believing, and our boys kept believing.
Only one thing to say.
We want the cup. We want the cup.
No further questions. No further questions.
Oh, my God. Just as sound guys all over the place are going crazy. It's like, quit with the overmodulation. It's so much screaming. Murray Chevrolet Cadillac Buick GMC, 1500 Richmond Avenue in Brandon, Westman's number one EV dealership. Is the month of May the month you decide to get your new EV? You've got to see the experts at Murray GM in Brandon. They have got a Blazer, Silverado, Hummer, or Equinox ready for a test drive. You'll be passing by your gas station. You'll be missing your mechanic, because you won't see him or her at nearly as much, not nearly as much maintenance as required on an EV. So do pay a visit to Westman's number one EV dealership, Murray GM in Brandon. You'll find them at 1500 Richmond Avenue, Sunrise Credit Union, with 19 branches across southern Manitoba. You have an opportunity to get some very quick financing for your business. If you're running a small business, it means staying agile, and when opportunities arise, timing is everything. So you will get fast approval, simple application, and you can secure feature up to $100,000 with our friends at Sunrise Credit Union. And our friends at Auto Fashion, a quick reminder that hail is not too far off. If you have hail damage to your vehicle, please remember my friends at Auto Fashion. They'll take care of all your paintless dent repair needs. They also do detailing, window tinting, ceramic coating, and paint protection, and a whole lot more. You'll find them at 255 17th Street North behind Best West Pet Foods and Lee's Buffet. You can also find them online at autofashion.ca. Okay, it is Cinco de Mayo Day. Happy Cinco de Mayo Day. Now, Cinco de Mayo is not Mexican Independence Day. It is actually the celebration of a victory that Mexico had. I believe it's over France. They had a bit of a tussle. Mexico stepped up with 1.6 seconds left on the clock in the third period and beat France. I love tacos. I love tequila. I love everything about Mexico. Everything. Everything.
Have you ever heard of the holiday Cinco de Mayo?
Yeah.
I have.
No, I haven't.
Never?
Never.
What?
Do you think it's a bigger holiday here in the U.S. or in Mexico?
I would presume in Mexico.
Mexico.
I think Mexico.
Yeah, Mexico.
Mexico.
They think it's just as big both places.
I'm going to say Mexico.
It's Mexican St. Patrick's Day.
That sounds like a trick question. I was going to say Mexico, but since you asked, I'm going to say the United States.
U.S. Kind of probably like St. Patty's Day, right?
Yes.
Do you know what the celebration is for?
It's the Mexican Day of the Dead, I believe.
The Day of the Dead?
It's celebrating... Oh, I have no idea.
Really not sure.
Independence, yeah.
Do you know Mexico? Who Katy Perry is? Yes, she went to space.
About, like, independence or something.
You know that.
A lot of people would think it's like Mexican Independence Day. You know, it's not.
All right, so we've heard from all kinds of people today about Cinco de Mayo, so we decided to talk to an expert. Can you tell us what the significance of Cinco de Mayo really is?
Cinco de Mayo commemorates the day that Mexican forces defeated a French military invasion. It's the one battle that happened outside of Puebla. It's called the Batalla de Puebla. And Mexican soldiers, even though they were outnumbered and had much more inferior arms, nevertheless triumphed over the French military.
Just like the Jets, 1.6 seconds left in Mexican overtime. And that is why we celebrate Cinco de Mayo. Now, one of the best things that I have ever done is go to Puerto Vallarta and learn how to make pico de gallo. So tell me, what is your favorite thing about Mexican culture? One of mine is pico de gallo. All you have to do is chop up tomatoes. The firmer, the better. That he's putting the jalapenos you need. Some cilantro to go in there. Look at the cilantro and freshly squeezed lime. It's such an easy recipe to enjoy. Oh, with chips, pico de gallo, white onions. Make sure you use white. Don't use yellow. They're too strong. You make that mistake once. Val says, I love the Mexican people, the food, the beaches, and their vanilla. Carlos says, I love being Mexican. I love the food, the music, and the colors, and so do I. Jody says, I love everything about Mexico, the people, the food, the places, the rich culture. Bernice says the music and the dance and the food and the people are so awesome. Tammy says the people, the beaches. Elvis says pretty much everything. Love everything about Mexico. Jonathan also loves everything about Mexico. But everything you need to make pico is right there. That's it. Jalapeno, cilantro, tomato, chopped white onion. That is the only mistake you can really make. You could put a little too much cilantro, but you know, I've been to resorts where they put too much cilantro. It's still good. The tomatoes, the best ones are they Roma tomatoes? I think because they are meatier, they're easier to cut, and it doesn't get as watery as regular tomatoes. What are they, hothouse tomatoes? But I will post a recipe, the actual Tyler Glenn approved recipe for pico de gallo. Fabio says, the best part of Mexico is actually being Mexican. I'm glad everyone loves and enjoy Mexico as I love Canada. By the way, this is not our Independence Day. Thank you so much, Fabio. I appreciate that. He says it's just a holiday, but most celebrate it because of our neighbors. But we love to celebrate everything. This is a video of our celebration last Saturday with our first mariachi in Winnipeg. Oh, my God, this is beautiful. Oh, I got to play this. Didn't know they had them in Winnipeg. That's fantastic. It's my favorite. Yeah.
Baila, Bianquita.
I could listen to that all day. How can you not be in a good mood when you hear that? That's fantastic. Thank you for sharing that. I do appreciate it. That is awesome. And happy Cinco de Mayo. The movie industry is dying very fast. Other countries are offering all sorts of incentives to lure filmmakers away from the United States, which is kind of true. Let's be honest. That started with Vancouver, and it's gotten so busy that Manitoba has started to pop up movie studios. Why not? It's cheap. The dollar, Manitoba is much cheaper to employ people than in California, but it's devastating Hollywood, he says. This is a concerted effort by other nations, therefore, and a national security threat. I don't know about that, Donnie, but anyway, that's what he's saying. Therefore, he is authorizing the Department of Commerce to start tariffs at 100% on any and all movies coming into the United States from other countries, because we want movies made in America again. Although, when I take a look at the movies from this weekend that were tops at the box office, I think all of them were made in the United States. Now, I could be wrong, but I guess you really never know, do you? Because that's what happens is they piecemeal them. They will film them on location in Winnipeg, on location in Vancouver. In fact, I'm going to ask AI. So first off, the top five movies from the weekend. At number five, Until Dawn. The Accountant 2 at number four. The Minecraft movie came in at number three. Still strong. Sinners is still strong, came in at number two, but the number one movie at the box office this weekend was Thunderbolts. Are you into the Marvel movies?
Lena means a hero. There is no higher calling.
You will save the
Your sister understood something about that.
I should have come back for you.
Aren't these all the same?
No. That's just a fairy tale.
I was in high school when the Avengers came. Kind of strange that it's all over now. No one's coming to save the day.
I think we are. We can be the ones that are coming.
Buck, you have the wrong people. We have all done bad
things. It's like Hallmark movies. The plot is the same. They
Look
come and save
you. Are. The past doesn't go away. So you can either live with it forever.
Misfits save the world. Appeals to everybody. We all feel like misfits at some point
about it.
And we get to be superheroes.
I am a void.
Julia Louis-Dreyfus.
You unleashed. You can't outrun the emptiness.
We can't do this.
You must believe.
No one here.
Misfit, you must believe.
We all have things that we regret.
Yes.
But I have so many.
I step my superpowers.
Lena, when I look at you, I don't see your mistakes.
Oh my God.
That's why we need each other.
We can't stop him alone.
Non-offensive.
No one can.
Non-offensive. It doesn't offend anybody. There's no. Can we have comedies back, or there's no? We're anti-comedy now. I like action, though. There's nothing wrong with action. That'll be one I'll probably wait until it comes out on the streaming. I'm going to check the top five. I'm going to ask AI how much of these movies in the top five were done in Canada. Among the top five movies at the North American box office this past weekend, a Minecraft movie was filmed in part in Canada. Production took place in Calgary, Vancouver, and Montreal. The other top films, Thunderbolts, Sinners, The Accountant 2, and Until Dawn, do not have publicly confirmed Canadian filming locations. Sinners was done in Louisiana. A Minecraft movie would fall under the tariffs because it was done part here. Let's see which other ones. Thunderbolts was primarily filmed in the USA. However, about 30% of the movie was filmed in Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia. Sinners was filmed entirely in the USA. Told you about Minecraft. The Accountant 2 was also filmed in the USA. And Until Dawn would be subject to tariffs. It was filmed in Budapest, Hungary. Hey, at Kuiper's Family Bakery, if you're having some sausages on the grill or hamburgers on the grill, you want the best breads available. And that's why you need to pay a visit to Kuiper's Family Bakery. Oh, man, from pizza buns to sausage rolls, cinnamon buns, tarts, and they've got your regular tarts and super-sized tarts. Not pies, something in between, actually. Check them out at Kuiper's Family Bakery. Of course, rye bread, white bread, brown bread. If you need bread and you want the best, you'll get decades of baking tradition at Kuiper's Family Bakery. 1411 First Street, just north of the First and Richmond Corner, beside Tasty's. They're back from Vancouver, and they are putting new product on store shelves as we speak. Of course, I'm talking about the great crew over at Headley's Health Hut. If you've got something that ails you and you are looking for some supplements, if you're looking for a new product that is going to help you with everything from sleep to backaches to headaches to helping you just feel better and live your life better, Headley's Health Hut is going to be the place to go. Now, the second Wednesday of each month, that's the 14th this month, is Win Back Wednesday. That is when they give back up to $500 in receipts on purchases made on that Wednesday by draw. So you're going to want to put that in your phone. Mid-month, 14th will be Win Back Wednesday. And the last Friday of the month, on the 30th, is Customer Appreciation Day. So they've got deals and samples and all kinds of good stuff. Give them a follow on their social media channels, would you? Headley's Health Hut in Brandon. The official oil change of the Tyler Glenn Show is Murray Chevrolet Cadillac Buick GMC Certified Service Express at 1500 Richmond Avenue, where they make a donation to the Bear Clan Helping Hands and Samaritan House every time you go there. Pull up to the doors. They open up. 1500 Richmond Avenue in Brandon. The official oil change of the Tyler Glenn Show is at Murray GM in Brandon. The place to have the to set records, speaking of which, the place to have records for concerts is Copacabana. Lady Gaga had a free concert in Rio and broke Madonna's record of biggest concert. She brought in 2.5 million people to her concert. 2.5 million people at Copacabana, Rio, Brazil. Right by the ocean. How gorgeous is that? That has been our beach break a few times. It is absolutely gorgeous there.
Never speaking of it anymore. We love you.
It's great that she had screens set up all over the place, because how would you even, you wouldn't be able to see the stage from that far back. New study out says 1 in 4 people would tell coworkers if they had bad breath. Would you do it? You come up on a coworker and they stink. How do you do that? Can you help me with that? How do you tell a coworker that they've got bad breath? It's happened to all of us at one time or another. Somebody is helping you with a report. They lean over and they're looking at your computer, or they are talking to you face to face, and you say to yourself, oh my God. What did you eat last night? Did you not brush your teeth this morning? Sometimes that kind of falls out of my mouth. I'll say, did you not brush your teeth this morning? Why? Do I stink? Or do you just offer somebody gum? Hey, would you like some gum? Would you like some mint to go along with the breath that is peeling paint in my office right now? Yeah, no, this paint that's coming off the wall, that's because of you and your bad breath. Yellow Jacket, when it comes to bad breath, I would offer a breath mint. If they refused, I would say, yes, you need one. That's fantastic. I think we've solved our problem. Telling you about the fires that they've had at Skydancer. Again, they are dealing with those fires right now, but later on this summer, they have got 3 big shows coming. I don't want you to forget about that. Tracy Byrd in November, Little John in August, and Gary LaVox of Rascal Flatts this July, kicking off Turtle Mountain Days. And we wish them the best. We're thinking of you and hope that this is a very short-lived inconvenience for you, and We hope that everybody's property is safe. And of course, it goes without saying, we hope everyone stays safe through this time of fires. But do remember our friends at Skydancer Casino in Belcourt once things get back to normal. What a year it has been between the tariffs and now the fires. It has not been, I can imagine, it has not been a very fun ride for our friends at Skydancer, but they keep on keeping on, and we keep on keeping on with them. So take care, guys, and we hope to see you soon. And at Epp Law Office, if you're in need of some legal advice, whether that be buying or selling some real estate, make sure that you go see Epp Law Office. If you are looking at making some changes to your business, Epp Law Office would love to help you. And of course, wills and estates, when it comes to planning for the future, they are here to help to make it easy to understand and relatable and fun. And legal issues are seldom fun, but they can make them fun at Epp Law Office, 642 18th Street, Unit A, across from the RBC. I used to love postcards. We're the show about food, fun places, and the mayhem of life. Does anyone send postcards anymore? Because we're in an era of social media. It used to be you'd go on vacation and you'd go to some far off land, and then you would send a postcard to a friend. They'd go to the mailbox. Oh, how delightful. Bernice is in Thailand. Oh, look at this postcard from Thailand. The beautiful beaches. Oh, and you flip it over and it says, "Dear Tyler and the Sunseekers, I'm having a great time doing Zumba and kayaking through the crystal blue waters of Thailand. Flip this card over and you'll see where I was." Then you flip the card over and you see where Bernice was. And it only cost her $6 Canadian to mail it. And nowadays, you don't have to do that anymore. Everything is on social media. In fact, Zumba Bernice reached out when she was at the airport. "I am about to board. Good morning, everybody. We have just landed. Good morning, everybody. Hey, it's 10 o'clock at night here. Good evening, everybody." It's just like, postcards are done, but yet we still buy them. Do you still buy them when you go on a trip? It's funny because we do. I don't know why. Maybe just to have as really nice pictures that you could hang on to and hold, I guess. Cindy says the last time I got a postcard was from Michelle when they were on an Alaskan cruise 2 years ago. That's cool. They were back before I got the postcard. That's the other thing. Playing the race. I'm going to send this to myself to see how long this takes. They got home before the car did. All right. Well, that wraps up our time together. We're out of time, guys. Hey, make it a great Monday. We'll do this again tomorrow at 7 a.m. Congratulations, Jets fans. Way to go, Manitoba. As the celebration continues, it's going to be a bright, sunshiny Monday. Happy Cinco de Mayo, guys. Have a great Monday, and we'll see you again tomorrow.
We've all done it. Stock our fridge with good intentions, only to sacrifice nutrition for convenience. Keep your body and mind nourished with whole body meal shakes from Kachava. It's got 25 grams of protein, 6 grams of fiber, greens, and so much more. But it actually tastes delicious. Try one of Kachava's indulgent flavors today. Shop now through December 2nd to get 30% off your first purchase of 2 or more bags. Go to kachava.com and use code NEWS. That's KACHAVA.com, code NEWS.